MTD Radio News. I'm Joe Miller. Here's a look at what's happening. Governor Grisham spoke to the media yesterday about the state's decision to cut the cord with four healthcare providers amid an investigation into the abuse of a developmentally disabled patient. Now the state's finding more cases of alleged abuse as it checks up on other patients around the state. The governor says the state will be doing visits in person with everyone in the state's program involved with developmental disability patients. On March 1st this year, the state notified of a potential abuse case. Details are limited since the case is still under investigation, but the state decided to terminate the contracts with the four providers that helped care for the developmentally disabled. The four providers that lost their state contracts served 708 individuals on the developmental disabilities waiver. A round of miniature golf could easily be followed up by a trip to Carlsbad's water park after the city installed a bridge connecting the east and west sides of the Pecos River in the Carlsbad Beach Park area. The 245-foot bridge was added to an island in the beach area, extending across the water to a landing point near the city's golf course near the former location of Christmas on the Pecos. The docks were removed from that area to make way for a bridge intended to connect both sides of the river, allowing visitors easier access to the amenities in the area. And Carlsbad police said the department continued to investigate a shooting that resulted in the death of a man Monday in South Carlsbad. Police there did not name the deceased in an initial report of the incident, as Lieutenant Andrew Swanson said his family had yet to be notified as of Monday. Police officers called to the 4300 block of National Parks Highway at about 9 in the morning for a report of a man suffering a gunshot wound. Investigators spoke with a witness at the scene, and a firearm believed to be the weapon involved in the shooting was recovered. The investigation continues. MTD Radio News, I'm Jim Miller.